This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. My name is Suze, and it is my absolute joy and pleasure to be your host for the next hour on Flipping the Switch. I would love to hear from you today if you are looking at trying to let things go. And I understand that that's just what was being talked about last hour, but you'd like some help in the practicalities of it. How do I let it go? Today's topic on Flipping the Switch is just for you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And we'll do some belief repatterning and support you in letting go of those things that are dragging you down, wearing you out, not supporting you, making you crazier than you want to be. So let's have some fun today and do some repatterning around letting it go. You know, it's so easy. People say, just let it go. But how do you do it? How do you do it? Well, today's weather is really giving me a wonderful metaphor that I'd love to share with you. As any of you that have been listening to the show before know, I'm from Canada and I live in Calgary, Alberta. And, you know, 10 days ago, it was minus 35 degrees Celsius. And for people in the Fahrenheit range, it's just really, 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 really cold when it's that. And we had a lot of snow. And today it's, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 degrees Celsius out there, which is about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And so everything is melting like crazy. And it's just disappearing. It's just water running down the streets and just evaporating and going into the rivers. And the energy is just changing up. And everyone around has just got this great, it's springtime energy. Now, we can't get too excited here because we still have another probably 6 weeks of potential pretty significant winter weather to get through. But, you know, it's on its way. And so everyone's spirits are rising and the vibrational energy is just rising up. Because the sun is bringing that energy and dissolving what used to seem to be this insurmountable, huge banks of white, solid stuff. Now, when snow falls, it's pretty fluffy, but it gets hard really quickly. And for those of you who are familiar with that, you know what I'm talking about, the ice. And you can't chip it. You can't move it. In fact, one of our practitioners, Shelley, and she's been on the show before, I was down at her place on Saturday, and I've been noticing the last few times I've been to her place that there's this black hat on her front lawn, and it says it's a toque, it's a knitted cap, and it's just there. And the first time I noticed it was about a month ago, and I tried to pick it up and it was stuck to the ground. It was frozen to the ground. And it had been the hat on the top of a snowman that had melted in one of our melts, and the hat hadn't been picked up, and it froze into the ground, and that was it. It was stuck. And I would walk by. Every time I'd stop by there, I'd try to pick it up. And it's not that I go there frequently, but the three or four times I've been, I tried to pick it up, and it would not budge. You could not get that hat off the lawn. Well, Saturday, it was 14 degrees out, which is like, I don't know, almost 60. It was a beautiful, warm, sunny day. Lots of melt happening. And I dropped Shelly off and I said, I am going to go. And I went over and I tried to grab the cap and it still wouldn't come off. When things are solidly in place, they're like frozen in place. And that's what happens with your belief systems. They get solidified. They get in there so solidly that trying to push or pull or yank or tug or let go just doesn't work. So if you've been experiencing that and you'd like a little bit of help with getting some sunshine on it, literally raising up that vibration and dissolving or melting away some of those old patterns, I would love to chat with you. The number to call in on toll free is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And the lines are open. Do give your email address when you phone in, and not on air, but give your email address when they answer the phone, and then I will ensure that you are invited to join me for one of our online teleseminars, complimentary, which is a $49 value. The next one coming up is in April, and it's Declutter Your Life, Declutter Your Mind. And we'll be looking specifically at decluttering the spaces around you. So take a look at your desk or your closets or your basement or any part of your living space or working space. And if there's clutter there, or if you just know that you're carrying a lot of emotional clutter, do give a shout and we'll get you on air here today. We'll look at how to help you let go of some of that and then get you a spot in that teleseminar. If you'd like to join us and you aren't able to call in, you can register online at beliefrepatterning.com. That's B-E-L-I-E-F, like Frank, belief, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. That's the technique that I developed to help you flip the switch from the things that are dragging you down to things that support you. So last night I was at a networking function and someone said to me, you know, what is it that you do? And I said, I'm a positive self-talk expert. And that is really what I do. I've trained and focused and studied and made sure that my self-talk is as positive as it possibly can be. You see, when we have positive self-talk, then we're sending out a positive vibration into the world. And then guess what comes back? So if you're ready for that to happen in your life, I'd love to hear from you. So as usual, we're going to start the day out by I'm going to read a little bit about the what I put in today's Insights for Your Inner Coach. This is a newsletter that I send out every week, usually the day before the radio show, just letting you know what's going to transpire on the radio show, and usually with a picture, something to do in my world, and a little kind of thing I've been thinking about. I call them Suze's musings. Just what have I been thinking about, and what may support you in navigating through your day or your week or your life. So the picture that I included in this week's musing is just a funny, funny picture. It was another snowman, not the one in Shelley's yard, but one in a yard very close to my place. Just as I leave my complex, there was a snowman. It was a huge snowman. Clearly the people that had built it had some adults helping them, because this snowman was, I'm going to say, probably 8, maybe 10 feet. It was huge. It was really big. The bottom part of it was bigger around than two people could reach with their arms. It was enormous. And it was there for a really long time. And then as the weather got warmer, it started to melt away. Now, there is no way you could have budged that snowman. Once you make a snowman, it's a little bit precarious when you first get it going. But once it gets a snowfall on it or some temperatures warming and then freezing, a little bit sun on it and freezing, it's solid and you can't. You know, you'd have to have like a big tractor. It's like rock. You can't move those things. So this huge snowman was dissolving down, and I took a picture of it because it looked like a Henry Moore statue. I don't know if you're familiar with Henry Moore's work. I happen to love his work, but it looked like a Henry Moore statue that was just dissolving away and getting really, really abstract. And so I took a picture of it. So I've been watching this once robust snowman on my street slowly dissolve as our temperatures climb from minus 35 degrees Celsius to plus 11 degrees Celsius. And soon there will be nothing remaining of this once solid snowman. Your thought patterns can be dissolved in a similar way. Trying to knock them out or push them away or just let go of them is like trying to move a snowman. Once formed, they just don't budge all that easily. But apply some sunshine and warmer temperatures through compassionate self-talk, and like the snowman, those old patterns of yours that don't support you will dissolve. I'm really excited because I see that Mobina has phoned in, and I have not touched base with Mobina for some time. Mobina, how are you?
I'm great, Sue. How are you?
Well, I was about to say, I'm sure hoping this is the Mobina I know. That's
it is the same one.
As soon as I heard your voice, I knew it was you. It's great to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in today. And how can I support you in letting go today?
Okay, so the question, and I put it out there. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's an issue with letting go of the feelings that are coming up for me with feeling that I'm not being treated fairly in the work environment by my manager.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
It seems that a fellow employee who's a male, the manager's a woman, is getting favoritism. Now, whether it's the sex thing or whether it's just she likes this person, but its credibility is being given over and above what should be to this person. And it just brings up certain feelings of, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not being recognized here?
Okay.
So that's what my question is.
Yeah. And here's a hug. Nobody wants to feel that way, you know? And so I'm really glad that you called in. Now, Mobima has done some work with me before. You've taken the Flip Your Switch class. You've done some sessions. And so I really appreciate how you're phrasing it, that it's letting go of the feeling of. Because you know it's just feelings that are getting triggered.
Right, right.
Yeah. It may be really.
And you know, I did a bit of reflection on it. But I opened the email this morning and I saw, and it happened to coincide with my lunchtime. And I thought I'm going to call it in. But I've done some self-reflection on it, and I see that it's not just this situation that is bringing up these feelings. Other situations in my life have brought up similar feelings.
And I bet you're ready to not have that anymore. So let's put some sunshine and dissolve those away, shall we?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask you to hold in your mind, and this is how I generally work with people when I'm not on air. And just because I've done a lot of work with Mobina before, I think I can just dive in, and that'll give people who are listening a sample of just how quickly it can go, because you've done some work and you've got those patterns in place. And so we're going to be moving more quickly through this than probably the average bear. Are you okay with that?
That should be great.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. So you're saying about letting go of feeling untreated. And you know, if we try to let go, that feeling of lack is going to kick in. And so what would be the feeling that you would like to have? Is it being treated fairly? Is it being respected? Is it being honored? What is the feeling that you would like? Is it being recognized, appreciated?
Yeah, what's coming to my mind is acknowledged. And appreciated and acknowledged, I would say.
Okay, and would those two words be similar in the other situations that have come up in the past where that stuff has been triggered?
Yeah, I guess recognition is coming up as well.
Okay. Okay, so it's too hard to do three at a time, so I'm just going to muscle
we'll
test
pick one.
See which, well, we'll pick one, or maybe we can do two. I'm getting we can do two. Acknowledged and appreciated, and maybe we'll come back to recognition. Okay, so let's start with acknowledged and appreciated. So for folks that are listening, just think of a place where you would like to feel acknowledged and appreciated more. Okay, and just have that in your mind, and then do these statements as I'm doing them with Mobina. Okay, because you'll find that it'll start to shift things. If you've got your monkey coming up and you want to call in, once Mobina and I are done chatting, then I will take another call on 877-230-3062. Or we'll just keep chatting. Let's start with forgiveness. I forgive myself for believing I'm doing something wrong.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm doing something wrong.
Breathe that in through your nose and out through your mouth. I recognize this old pattern and I'm tired of it.
I recognize this old pattern and I'm tired of it.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm not acknowledged or appreciated the way I need to be.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm not acknowledged or appreciated the way I need to be.
Yeah, breathe that in. Yeah, breathe that in. Now your monkey may be going, but I'm not.
A little bit of that is coming up.
Yeah, let's go here. I give myself permission to acknowledge and appreciate myself the way I need to be.
I give myself permission to appreciate and acknowledge myself the way I need to be.
Breathe that in and let it go. I recognize I'm not getting it from others.
I recognize I'm not getting it from others.
And I could give more of it to myself.
And I could give more of it to myself.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. Is the monkey okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No feedback, no pushback?
There was a little bit there before, but not at the moment.
Okay, so when I said, forgive myself for believing I'm not getting what I need?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's because you aren't. But, maybe you could...
And I guess what's coming up is, I don't know how to give it to myself.
Okay. I am very good at acknowledging and appreciating my girls.
I'm very good at acknowledging and appreciating my girls.
Okay, breathe that one. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was cheating a little bit because I know that you are. So for people listening, just think of where you are good at acknowledging and appreciating. And so other places that you're good at acknowledging and appreciating others. So I'm also good at acknowledging and appreciating my friend. Does that fit?
Sorry?
Do you have a friend in mind that you're good at appreciating and acknowledging?
Yeah, a few of them.
Okay.
Mari is one of them. Teresa is another. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm really good at acknowledging and appreciating. Was it Maria or Mari?
Yeah. Mari, yeah.
Mari and Teresa?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really good at appreciating and acknowledging my friends like Mari and Teresa.
Okay, breathe that in. I give myself permission to give that same kind of acknowledgement and appreciation to myself.
I give myself permission to give that same kind of acknowledgement and appreciation to myself.
Breathe it in and let it go. Monkey okay with that?
It is, and yet that niggling voice is still saying, yeah, but I don't know about giving it to myself.
Okay.
And a feeling of unworthiness is coming up.
Okay. So are Teresa and Mari worthy of your appreciation and acknowledgement?
Yes.
Are your daughters worthy of it?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're alive.
You saw that one coming in the side door, didn't you? So let's try this one. I recognize that I am alive.
I recognize that I am alive.
And therefore, I am worthy of appreciation and acknowledgement.
And therefore, I am worthy of appreciation and acknowledgement.
Okay, breathe that in. I may not, up until now, have received it in the way that I needed it.
I may not, up until now, have received it in the way I needed it.
But I know I can give that to myself in the way that I need it.
But I know that I can give that to myself in the way that I need it.
I'm good at it.
I'm good at it.
I've practiced with my daughters and my friends.
I've practiced with my daughters and my friends.
And I choose to know I'm worthy of my own appreciation and acknowledgement.
And I choose to know that I'm worthy of my own acknowledgement and appreciation.
Breathe that in. And let it go. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's that monkey doing?
I'm trying not to give it too much energy.
That's okay. Well, let me know what it's saying. Let me know what it's saying, because you know what? Trying to not give it energy is pushing against. And whenever we push against something, just like if I was trying to budge that snowman, okay, or get rid of the ice, if I'm pushing against it, it's hard work. But if I dissolve it with its opposite, it's quite easy. Okay, so we're going to focus on the appreciation and acknowledgement. So what's that monkey saying? Let's go here. I appreciate and acknowledge my monkey's feedback. Let's do that. I appreciate and acknowledge.
I appreciate and acknowledge
my monkey's feedback. It's just decisions that I made before.
It's just decisions that I made before.
Okay, breathe that in. So when we try to ignore that inner voice, it'll get louder and more insistent. And so that's why trying to let it go or push it away doesn't work. Let's listen to what it has to say and bring some compassionate, sunshiny kind of feeling of acknowledgement and appreciation to it. Okay?
Okay.
So I give myself permission to hear what's underneath this.
I give myself permission to hear what's underneath it.
Okay, breathe this in, and then tell me what comes forward.
What's coming up for me is I don't really know what that feels like because I haven't really received it enough in my life to know what that feels like.
The appreciation and acknowledgement?
Yeah.
Yeah, self. Okay. Yeah. So I know what it feels like to give appreciation and acknowledgement.
I know what it feels like to give appreciation and acknowledgement.
And so I give myself permission to start there.
So I give myself permission to start there.
Okay, breathe that in. When I am not sure how to appreciate or acknowledge myself, I'll think about what I would say to the girls or my friends and try that on. When I'm not sure.
When I'm not sure how to appreciate or acknowledge myself, I'll think about what I would say to my girls or my friends and start there.
Okay, breathe that in. I know what it feels like when I give appreciation and I'm learning. I give myself permission to learn what it feels like to receive it. I know what it feels like.
I know what it feels like to give appreciation and I give myself permission to
learn what it feels like.
Learn what it feels like
to receive it.
To give it to myself. Yeah.
Okay, breathe that in. I really want acknowledgement and appreciation.
I really want acknowledgement and appreciation.
And I explore how it feels right for me.
And I explore how it feels like for me.
Okay, breathe that in. And how's the monkey?
Yeah, it's doing better now.
Okay.
That was the resistance, so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit like, you know, you've never made pizza before, but you kind of have a concept that it's got like a crust.
Right.
And then it's got stuff on it and, you know, including cheese. Now, you're not going to put, if you don't like pepperoni, don't put it on your pizza.
Right.
You would build a pizza of what fits for you. And how do you find out what fits? Well, you experiment until you go, you know what? I really like it like this. This is what
right.
I like. Okay, same with a cup of coffee. You know, if you're getting a cup of coffee for someone, you don't know how they like it. So you just kind of ask and you kind of try and then you say, how was that? And then you adjust.
Right.
Right? So same thing.
Yeah, no,
right?
This was good. Yeah.
Okay. I'm choosing to learn to acknowledge and appreciate myself.
I'm choosing to learn to acknowledge and appreciate myself.
I'm worthy of that.
I'm worthy of that.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. Yeah?
Yeah, no, that's good.
So we've got you over the line to choice. And this is where you just decide, okay? So let's go here. Would you say that your daughters know how to appreciate and acknowledge themselves?
They're better than me.
Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that my daughters have learned how to do this in a way that is more supportive of them.
I'm so glad that my daughters have learned how to do this in a way that is more supportive of them.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nice. I'm choosing to practice what I see them doing to see if it fits for me.
I'm choosing to practice what I see them doing to see if it works for me.
Does that give you a bit of a toehold on it?
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay. I'm free to learn to acknowledge and appreciate me.
I'm free to learn to acknowledge and appreciate me.
Breathe that in. As I learn this, I will be more receptive to the acknowledgement and appreciation of others.
As I learn this, I will be more receptive to the acknowledgement and appreciation of others.
Breathe it in and breathe it out. Okay, how does that feel now?
Yeah, good.
Okay, so one of the things that happens is that there's a part of our brain called the reticular activator. That's a big word, but the reticular activator is the part of our brain that decides what we pay attention to. So if I took you to that big overpass by your house and stood you on the bridge and said, and I would make sure it was a nice day. and I said, can you count all the blue cars heading west in the next 3 minutes? And I come back in 3 minutes. You would be able to tell me how many blue cars went west, right?
Right.
But if I said, how many red cars were there? You would look at me and go, you didn't ask me. I have no idea.
Right.
Doesn't mean there weren't any red cars. It just means you weren't paying attention to them because you didn't have a file folder open for it. You weren't instructed to look for that. Okay.
Right.
Same thing in each of us. We have been instructed through our upbringing, through our experiences of what to pay attention to and what not to pay attention to. Okay. It may have been instructed, you know, straight on. You know, it may have been boys are more important than girls, whatever. Doesn't matter. We can go through and figure out all that history, or we can just say, I was instructed in this and my reticular activator is paying attention to this. I'm going to re-instruct my reticular activator. So if I then said to you, count all the red cars heading west, you would, in 3 minutes and I'll come back, you're going to count the red cars and you're going to try to count the blue cars too.
Right.
Right. And you'll get a bit muddled. But if I keep saying, count the red cars, count the red cars, count the red cars, count the red cars, you're going to stop trying to count the blue cars. Doesn't mean the blue cars aren't there. It just means you're not paying attention to them.
Right.
So the blue cars are the put downs, not good enoughs, and the red cars are the appreciations and the acknowledgements.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I'm free to focus on acknowledging and appreciating myself, and then I see more acknowledgement and appreciation coming from others.
I'm free to focus on acknowledging and appreciating myself. And then I would.
Then I will notice.
Then I will notice appreciation and acknowledgement from
coming
others.
Coming
from others, yeah.
Okay, breathe it in. And release. Now, we are going for a station break, and I know you're on lunch break. Do you have time to do another 10 minutes with me after the break, or do you need to go and eat and be ready for your afternoon show?
I possibly could if my phone doesn't die on me.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to suggest then is that you hang up and then you call back in toll-free. And if your phone does die, I'm going to go ahead and do what I would be doing with you, and I'll just do with whoever calls in, or I'll do it with myself so that you'll still have it, okay?
So you're suggesting I call back in how many minutes?
About two.
About 2 minutes, okay.
Yeah, and then that'll save your battery. And we'll just go to our break here. And during that break, what I would like to do is suggest that everyone, and you included, Bobina, to just write down the things that you acknowledge and appreciate about yourself. So it might be that I have a great sense of humor. I'm a good learner. I'm caring. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just jot down those things. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze,
okay.
And this is Flipping the Switch. And today we're talking about how to let go. And it's really about focusing on what you want to increase. We'll be back in two.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm looking forward to our continuing on here. We have Mobima is back online, and Katrina is on hold in Wisconsin. And Katrinka, just hang on, and I will get to you really quickly. I just want to finish up this little bit with Mobima, if we may. So, Mobima.
Yes.
You're back. We still have power. Good. So if you disappear.
Yes, we do.
If you disappear, you know it's just your charge. Okay, good stuff. All right. So did you make a list of the things that you already appreciated and value about yourself?
I did, but not on paper because I didn't have one handy.
That's
but,
okay.
But you've got a list in your mind? I appreciate myself. Yes, I do. Do you want to hear them?
Sure. One of the ways I appreciate myself is, or one of the things I appreciate about myself is?
One of the things I appreciate about myself is my caring, my sincerity, my...
Okay, stop. And you're doing exactly what people do. They start listing them off. So just one of the things I appreciate and value about myself, or I appreciate and acknowledge about myself, is my sincerity, and breathe it in.
Okay, one of the things I appreciate and value about myself is my sincerity.
Breathe it in. See how that feels different than when you just list it off?
Yes.
Okay. Another thing I appreciate and value about myself, or appreciate and acknowledge about myself, is?
Is the fact that I care for others.
Okay. Another thing so start right at the beginning. Another thing I appreciate and value about myself, or appreciate
another
and acknowledge
about myself. Another thing I appreciate and acknowledge about myself is my caring for others.
Good. Breathe that in. I'm deepening my ability to acknowledge and appreciate me.
I'm deepening my ability to acknowledge and appreciate me.
Okay. So what's one of the things that you acknowledge and appreciate about yourself at work?
The fact that I'm a hard worker.
Okay. So I acknowledge and appreciate that I'm a hard worker.
I appreciate and acknowledge that I'm a hard worker.
Okay. Breathe that in. Another thing that you acknowledge and appreciate about yourself at work.
Another thing that I appreciate and acknowledge at work is that I do my very best for the customers that come in.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, and I'm going to get you to do a third one just to really get it solid. Okay, because you're feeling what's happening in your body. Can you feel this?
Yes.
Okay.
So another one just about me or about work?
Yeah, about you at work. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing I appreciate and acknowledge about myself at work is my efficiency.
Breathe that in. Okay, and I hope that people listening along have done this with us, okay? Because what you want to do is increase that and then take it back to that situation. Now, I'm going to ask you to put your right hand up in the air as far as you can reach with your fingers spread out, okay? Just right where you are, just your fingers spread out, right hand as high in the air as you can, and then stretch it just a little bit further, and then just a little bit further, and then bend your elbow and let your hand come behind your head. And you will notice that you're patting yourself on the back. Okay? Patting yourself on the back?
Yep.
Okay, now this is something that you can do anytime, anywhere, and no one will think that you're tooting your own horn or patting yourself on the back. Okay? Just look like you're just doing a stretch, and then just bend your elbow and let it drop, just drop behind your back. Give yourself a little brush across your shoulders. And it's amazing how that little gesture will just hearken us back to being little kids when somebody, a gran or a auntie or a favorite teacher, gave us that little pat on the back. I'm learning to give myself pats on the back.
I'm learning to give myself pats on the back.
And I take that appreciation and acknowledgement of myself to work.
And I take that appreciation and acknowledgement of myself to work.
I'm really done with that old pattern.
I'm really done with that old pattern.
I've created a new pattern of appreciating and acknowledging myself.
I'm creating a new pattern of appreciating and acknowledging myself.
I'm learning to give myself the recognition I really want.
I'm going to give myself...
Not I'm going to. I'm learning. I'm learning.
I'm learning to give myself the recognition that I really want, or the acknowledgement that I really want.
Yeah. So when you say I'm going to, that could be like 6 weeks from next century. Right? It's like, no, not I'm going to. I am. And if you might have trouble saying I am recognizing myself, I am learning to recognize myself, you can say.
Right.
Okay. So you can, learning or I'm exploring. Okay. So does that give you some things around shifting that perception? Nice.
It does. It was very, very good. Thank you.
Perfect. It was so delightful to speak with you. And have you given your email address to the gal that answered the phone? Because I know
didn't,
I
actually.
Have it.
Yeah.
If you can give that to her, and then I'll make sure that you get the notice about the teleseminars and you can choose which one suits you.
Oh, okay.
Up. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I so appreciate it. It was great to hear from you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. And that really, really helped. Thank you so much, Sue.
Well, have a fun afternoon acknowledging and appreciating yourself at work.
Thank you.
All righty. Take good care.
Thanks.
So I really appreciate when people phone in and I can help work with real life examples. And so thank you so much to Mobina. And now we've got Katrinka, who's calling in from Wisconsin, and she's lost her job and has a lot of stress. And I'm thinking we just want to dissolve some of that stress for you. Is that right, Katrinka?
That would be great.
That would be great. So are you familiar with the show? Have you been listening?
I was listening, yeah.
Okay. Is this your first time listening to the show? Or?
It is, yes.
Well, welcome. I'm Suze. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So the belief repatterning work is really, you heard, kind of walk through some series of statements. And basically what it's about is training your subconscious mind to do the positive thinking for you. So we can do it consciously like this, and you do it enough times, and it's not thousands of times. You just start doing it, and your brain will start doing it for you. Sometimes even in your sleep, it's quite fun. And so I teach people how to do it as well. And it's all based in all, I shouldn't say based in my book. My book is based in my work, but there's a book called Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts that I wrote, was published by Hay House a couple of years ago. And it leads you through step by step how to do this for yourself. We also teach it in courses, but let's just get you out of this pit right now, because when you're in the pit, it works best if you work with somebody else holding the flashlight. So working with a practitioner works best.
Okay.
One of the cool things is that we don't need to know the story, the backstory. Isn't that nice?
Right. It's great.
Yeah. Because I just thought, you know, when I was developing this work 20 years ago, I thought, how does me retelling the story over and over and over again support me? It doesn't. Because
I agree with that. Right.
Yeah. Great. So I'm going to get you to take, do you have a piece of paper handy?
I do.
Okay. This exercise is the standard easiest way to do belief repatterning. Just draw a line down the middle, and on the left-hand side of the page, put a down arrow. On the right-hand side of the page, put an up arrow.
Okay.
And on the downside, it's feelings or things that are draining your energy. Okay. So stress.
Okay.
Lost, lost job. Okay, so here's the thing. So you lost your job. Were you downsized, right-sized, capsized?
Terminated, that's all.
Terminated, okay. Mm-hmm. So opposite of terminated would be starting?
Say that one more time. I didn't quite catch
it. The opposite of terminated would be starting?
Oh, okay.
Would it be for you, beginning?
Yeah, right. That would make sense to me.
Okay. So put terminated on the left-hand side of the page and beginning on the right-hand side of the page.
Okay.
Because trying to lose the sting, to let go of the sting of losing your job or being terminated, is going to be a whole lot easier if you focus on what there is the opportunity to begin now.
Right.
Okay. So it's never easy when things change, especially if it wasn't something that we were really hoping for. So let's focus on beginning, okay?
Okay.
What's the opposite of stress for you?
Well, I would say to me, it's like happiness to not be under stress.
That's okay. So stress is on the left-hand side. Happiness is on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm going to ask you to do is draw a single line through the word stress that goes right across that vertical line and points an arrow at the word happiness.
Okay.
And the same thing with the word terminated. A single line through the word terminated, cross that dividing line over to, I'm pointing an arrow at beginning.
Yeah.
What we're doing is saying we're going to move through that stuff over the line to this other stuff. That make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So I'm going to say a statement and I will ask you to repeat it, Katrinka. If it doesn't make sense, let me know. And if the monkey in your head, and if you haven't listened before, you may not know what I mean by the monkey, that little voice that pops up and says things, I just call it a monkey because it's just mostly people's voices in their heads aren't very well trained, but you can train them just like you can train a monkey. Okay.
So,
okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to hang out in this stress. I don't like it.
I forgive myself for believing I have to hang out in this stress. I don't like it.
Breathe it in. I have every right to feel it, but it's stealing my happiness, and I'm tired of it.
I have every right to feel it, but it's stealing my happiness, and I'm tired of it.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. The monkey's probably like nodding its head or agreeing.
I'm nervous, so.
Okay, are you you're nervous because we're on the radio?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I'll help you with your nervousness. Okay. You don't have to repeat this part, but if you were calling in to have a session with me person to person without other people listening, it would cost you $170. So does that help your nervousness?
Sure.
Okay. So there you go. There's a little help. Okay. Made you laugh and that kind of relieves it. Okay. I can feel nervous or I can feel happy.
I can feel nervous or I can feel happy. I'd rather feel happy.
Good. Breathe it in. Okay. Monkey okay so far?
Yeah.
I give myself permission to begin creating happiness.
I give myself permission to begin creating happiness.
Okay. Breathe that in. I can hang out in the stressful termination nervous energy, but it's not fun.
I can hang out in the stressful nervous
terminated energy.
Terminated energy, but it's not fun. Or I can begin creating happiness.
I can't do both at the same time. So I'm consciously choosing. Which one?
Happiness.
Good. Breathe that in. Give myself permission to begin creating happiness this afternoon by.
I give myself permission to begin creating happiness by my meeting with Mary.
Okay. Breathe that in. Is that something that you're doing in the next, before you go to bed tonight?
Yeah.
I just realized in Wisconsin it's probably not afternoon anymore.
Oh, it's almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. I can create happiness by being with Mary.
I can create happiness by being with Mary.
And I choose to begin that.
And I choose to begin that.
Okay, breathe that in. So is Mary a close friend or?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so you could also create more stress and nervousness by going on and on and on about what's gone wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, and oftentimes friends think that they're helping us by that. So I'm going to give you a foolproof way of letting go of this stuff. And it's one of the things that I developed with my really dear friend Kathleen, and who's my confidant, the person that I would tell things to. And we realized that we were almost feeding each other. This is ages ago, but we decided that we were going to give ourselves a day, and we went out to the mountains to go to a spa day. And we were, it's about an hour and a half drive from our place. And we were about halfway there, and we realized that all we'd been doing was complaining about things in our lives.
Right.
And
I don't know which one of us
had the realization first, but I'm just glad one of us did. And we went, you know what? We've just wasted like a half an hour of our day complaining. We're creating more of it. Like, let's just make some deals with each other that we don't, you know, that we don't do this anymore. And it's like, but you still need, and women especially, there's a chemical that gets released when we do that, what I call a brain dump, or we do the dump, right?
Right.
However, we usually go on way longer than we need to.
Mm-hmm.
So you live in the States, and so do you have a plug-in tea kettle like we have in Canada, or do you have the kind of tea kettle that you put on the stove?
I have a type on the stove.
Okay. So what I did with Kathleen was I would say to her, you know, if I phone and say, do you have time for tea? And she'd say, yeah, do I plug the kettle in or not? And if I said, plug it in, she knew I was just coming for tea. If I said, don't plug the kettle in, it meant that I was going to hit the door and I had something that I needed to dump. I could dump as long as it took for her to fill the water into the kettle, put the kettle on. And as soon as the kettle boiled, I was done. And then we changed the topic to something supportive. Okay. You can also do it on your phone and set like a two minutes timer on your phone. And when the timer goes, you're done.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Either of those things works really, really well, because especially women, if there's any men listening, women have a chemical that gets released when they talk things out, which is why we do it. However, we do it way too long. And men will go, no kidding. But you know that feeling, don't you? You know, you know that feeling where it's like you're sitting there watching your girlfriend just destroy herself, going and winding into and winding into and winding into. So be a good friend and just say, I've learned this idea, this technique that's just going to let us dump it, and then we move on and we change the topic to something uplifting. Okay? This is the equivalent of like giving your girlfriend a hug and saying, enough, it's time to go have a bath. Okay?
Right.
I can't let you cry anymore over this guy or whatever it is. Okay? We all know how to do it. We just let it go too long. So I give myself permission to begin creating happiness in a way that supports me.
Sorry.
I give myself permission to begin creating
happiness in a way that supports me.
Good. Breathe that in. And release that out. Monkey okay?
Yep.
I am free to begin creating happiness. I have a couple of ideas.
I am free to begin creating happiness. I have a couple ideas.
Okay. Now, I'm imagining that you're going to be opening up to a new beginning of a new job, yes?
That would be the goal.
Okay. I know that I will get a more fun job if I'm happy.
I know that I will get a more fun job if I'm happy.
Therefore, I create happiness beginning today.
Therefore, I create happiness beginning today.
Breathe it in. And apologies for the bad grammar. I used to be an English teacher. I do know better, but sometimes the feeling is just got to come out in that way. is your monkey okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that you can do to create happiness would be to write down the things that you want in this new position.
Right.
So what did you love in your old position that you'd like to move forward? And if it's something that you didn't like in your old position, put it on the left-hand side of the page. And then what would the opposite be? So let's say in your old position, you didn't like that you had to work shift work and you'd rather work solid hours. Okay, so you would put shift work on the left-hand side, solid hours on the right-hand side. Does that make some sense?
I got that. Yes, it does.
I begin creating happiness by creating what my perfect job would feel like.
You say at the beginning, I begin.
Creating happiness.
Creating happiness.
By defining what my perfect job would feel like.
By defining what my perfect job would feel like.
Okay, breathe that in. So most people focus, Katrinka, on what they want to do. I'm asking you to focus on how you want to be. How do you want to feel?
Okay.
Okay. So if it's something like shift work and moving toward, you know, solid hours, how is that going to help you feel? Is it going to help you feel more rested, more in control, more secure with your family, more like whatever the feeling is? Okay. Because it's about creating the feelings. What's happening is you get lost up in your head and it's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Mm-mm. How do I want to be? How do I want to be? How do I want to be? So I want to be happy. I want to be focused on beginnings. Okay. And then you start focusing on beginnings and focusing on being happy where you can. Like with your friend Mary. Okay. What are you going to do this weekend that's focusing on creating happiness?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes sense? Any questions on it, or does that give you something solid?
No, I think that gives me a good starting point for what to focus on.
Perfect. Now, I will let you know, Katrinka, that if you go to, well, you're already on CTR Network to find the call. When you go to my page, my host page, all of the shows I've done over the last year are all archived there, and you can listen to them on demand. So there's like 50 shows. There's like 50 hours of this there.
Wow. Okay.
Lots and lots of free resource there for you. Okay. Also, please do make sure that you give your email address. Don't hang up and get your email address to the person that's doing the lines, because then do is we'll send you an invitation to join me for one of my teleseminars, complimentary. It's a $49 value.
That's so nice. Okay? Thank you.
I really appreciate you calling in, and know you can and will repattern whatever you choose, and you decide what energy you're going to be in. And I've given you a couple of tools that come from my book that you can use like right away today. So keep me posted.
Thank
let
you
me know.
So much.
You're so much. Welcome. Thank you for calling in. So how do we let go? We let go by focusing on what we want to create. So we increase the support of emotions and train our subconscious mind to do the repetitions on the upside of the line. And that's what belief repatterning does for us. When we try to let go of something, we go into that feeling of lack. And then our body goes, hang on to. And so you're working against your wiring. Work with your wiring and create what it is that you want. And then things will change, and you'll watch as things start to extrapolate in new and exciting and fabulous ways that you never, ever imagined could be there for you. I would like to invite you to join us next week. The topic is Let It Be Easy. It doesn't have to be hard and take a long time. You listened today while we worked with Bobima and Katrinka about moving through something in a relatively quick way, and you could hear how the energy shifts up, and that's what belief repatterning does. So next week, our topic is Let It Be Easy. If you'd like to be in on our email list and find out what's happening, do join us. Go to beliefrepatterning.com or suzecasey.com. Either place you can sign up for the newsletter, or join me on Facebook, Suze Casey author page. Would love to hear your comments and your questions. And what would you like me to talk about in upcoming shows? What kinds of issues are you facing that you'd like some support with? I had somebody email me today asking me if this works for insomnia. Absolutely. This works wherever you have your mind involved, which is pretty much every aspect of your life. So belief repatterning works with chronic illnesses. It works with creating the life of your dreams. It works in business. It works in personal. It works everywhere, because your mind is really powerful. You just haven't trained it maybe to work for you. And so know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. I'm Suze. I'm looking forward to meeting with you again next week, where we'll talk about letting it be easy. And if I can support you in repatterning, do call in. contact us. I look forward to hearing from you. Have an awesome week. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.